Guys, did you realize that 1 in 4 people feel lonely? It's actually almost kind of a new epidemic that I'd like to cover. In today's episode, I will give some super practical strategies to maybe reconnect or offer some ways to deepen connections that you already have in your life. Hey, welcome to Lavender Mind. I'm Katie Polanco. If you're new here, welcome to the show. And if you've been here before, welcome back. It always helps if you share my show or press the check above so that you can get my subscription and it'll just pop up on your phone whenever I have updated episodes. Today, I want to talk about connection. We always talk about mind, body, and spirit, but there's this huge component of social connection that is actually just as important as going outside and walking. Connection actually can reduce heart disease. It influences how long we live. And it's really easy to not prioritize it because we get so busy either in our careers or just day-to-day life that keeps us busy. And it's sometimes easy to just put our social connection on the back burner. I know I speak to myself with this episode because through the years, I've definitely become just a busy parent and with business, just really put some things on the back burner when it comes to social connection. And it's something that I've really tried to work on this past year and definitely into 2025. And today I want to give some tips on how we can weave social connection in our lives. It's not that you have to go, you know, become a part of this very time consuming connection situation. You can weave this into your already busy life and put it on your calendar and have it to where you don't even think about it. It's just what you do. You know, 100 years ago, we smoked cigarettes and now we know better. And I think we, in a lot of ways, gotten away from social connection with some of the technology that we have. And this is just a reminder that there are so many studies showing that if you want to live longer and you want to be happy and healthy, social connection is just as much, it's just as important as mindfulness. It's as important as exercise. And it's something that we can all start to do, especially going into the new year. Just some ideas today. When we feel lonely, it's actually a stressor to our bodies. It can weaken our immunity and it increases cortisol. It heightens our inflammation. And another idea is that, you know, when we are around other people, we learn how to take better care of ourselves. So if you're in a group, you learn new things and it actually can help you to stay healthier because you're learning new ways to live and new ways to be healthier. There was a research done that followed people around for a few weeks and they received hugs, and with the hugs, the people that hugged them actually had a cold, and the people that received the hug actually got less sick because the hug is something that our bodies internalize, and it actually, the ones that even caught the illness had less symptoms. So our bodies actually internalize hugs. Hugs are very healthy. It's a form of connection that is good for your body. I'm a major hugger. I kind of stopped a little bit after COVID, but I'm kind of getting back to it because I don't know, it's just something that comes naturally to me. I know I'm from the South and I think we may hug a little bit more around here. I'm not sure. Maybe that's universal, but that was just a cool study that I found. And then another thing is that there was another study. I don't know why these people sign up for this stuff, but people got electrically shocked and had brain scans. And they compared the people that looked at photos of loved ones versus strangers. And they found that the ones that were looking at loved ones felt less fear in their brains in the areas associated with pain. Our brain can interpret pain and fear differently when we are looking at pictures of loved ones. Connection actually changes our brain and our body functions. And we all know that the antidote to fear is love. And so when we practice feeling connected with others, we not only send that to ourselves, but we also can send this out to the world, and we show up better. You know, when somebody honks the horn at you, you're less likely to flip them off because you feel that connection on the inside. It's something that we can foster within ourselves so that we radiate this out to the world. And so I think there's some things to think about with it, because I know not everybody is extrovert. Some of us are introverts. So you might be thinking social connection is something that I really don't get into. I have one of my kids, she jokes about this because she kind of balances her introvert and extrovertness all the time. She's, you know, a sophomore in high school. And so she will say her social battery, she talks about her social battery, and she kind of has to retreat in order to balance out, you know, weekends that are really busy with a lot of parties. She's like, ooh, I need some downtime because my social battery has been like filled to the brim. And so one thing is that we have four different types of styles, and those styles are, you guessed it, the first one is that social butterfly, the one that's an extrovert. I find it very easily to go to parties and have a lot of interactions. That's what fills them up. Maybe that's not you. The second style is a wallflower, which neither of these styles are, none of these are wrong or bad or anything. This is just the way that we're made. The wallflower is better with infrequent social interaction, and they are a little bit slower to warm up. And then there's the firefly, which is introverted, but when connected, they go deep. They go all in. They come alive and engaged, but they also like to retreat and be alone. And then four is the evergreen. This is that all year foliage, that person that enjoys a lot of deep connection all the time. And so I don't know which one you are. I don't know. I think through the years I've kind of changed. I used to be a social butterfly, but I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that I might be maybe more of a firefly with a tinge of evergreen. I don't know. The book that this comes from is Kasley Killam. And her book is Art and Science of Connection. But I think it's easy to deprioritize our connection. And I think that it's really important to bring balance with connection to our busy lives. And I'm going to run through some ways that we can do that, ways that even if you're really busy, you can weave this into your busy life. And just last week, before I left to go to Memphis for the St. Jude Marathon, I got invited to a lunch. And I, even though I knew that was going to be really hard to do the lunch and then drive to Memphis to pick up my packet by 8 o'clock, which nobody else could pick up because it's a Boston qualifier, I realized that it's really important for me to make new connections in the town that we live in. And so I was like, you know what, I've got to do this. But then when I was leaving the Christmas lunch that was so much fun, I ran into an old friend in the parking lot. And it was after reading a text from my son that kind of threw me for a loop, because it was just something that I needed, a detail that needed to be taken care of for the weekend. And so I was a little discombobulated and I couldn't find my car. And then I ran into my sweet neighbor who I miss so much, who I never get to see, who moved, but used to be 5 minutes away. And we just love each other, but we don't always have time to visit. And I realized, like, I need to put this woman on my calendar, because a year had gone by and we hadn't seen each other. And I think today, some of these things that I'm going to share will make this a little bit easier to make special people in your life a priority. And so I share that story because I think it's so easy to have a lot of time go by and you just don't see people. I have lots of people like this in my life. And so going into 2025, I want to schedule these people a little bit more to have it more of a priority. And so a few things that we can do, I'm going to go through the list, or some simple ways to reach out and to make connections interweaved into your busy life. are, you know, you can always, number one, send an email to someone and express love, maybe someone that's going through a hard time, and you can put a reminder in your phone to reach out to someone. Maybe you do that on a Monday or a Tuesday, just so that you don't forget to do it. And even though this seems kind of strange to put something like that in your phone, I think, you know, we put things in our phone like go work out or, you know, whatever your to-do list is. This is just a way to help to stay connected, because I do think it's easy to feel very disconnected sometimes. And obviously it's a thing, since 1 out of 4 people feel lonely. Number 2 is, in addition to your to-do list, you can make a to-love list. And this is to prioritize relationships. Make a list of your top people. Maybe put it on a sticky note and put it someplace in your house near your coffee pot or near your toothbrush. And on that list, list people that you want to stay connected to. Maybe you've lost connection, or maybe you just want to deepen the relationship and make that a priority. And the third idea is, we make our career goals. We can also have connection goals. What's your 5-year plan for connections and making deeper or new friendships? You can write out like what you would like. I know when I moved to the city that we live in now, I mean, that's been 20 years, but I have found it as an adult to stay very close to my old friends, my friends that I met from college and above. But I kind of found it a little bit more challenging to make new friends. I've met a lot of people and I have a lot of connections, but I think making that deeper connection is sometimes a little bit more challenging as an adult. And so there are a few things in this list that will help with that. Number 4 is putting your relationships on autopilot. This is one thing that I really like. So putting things on your calendar and setting a particular time that you do it consistently, it becomes more of a ritual and more of a habit. So for example, I think what I would like to do with the friend that I stumbled into in the parking lot when I had lost my car, and I really was sad that I ran into her then, because I had to get to Memphis by 8 o'clock and I did not have a lot of time to spare. And so for that friend, I think I'd like to say, hey, let's always get together in January. And then from there, before we leave the January lunch or dinner or coffee, we schedule the next time we meet. You know, having these built-in times that we kind of automatically meet up with friends kind of makes it just more of a habit. The social connection part on autopilot, if you will. Another idea is this. The fifth tip is to multitask and microdose. So I know in a previous episode, I talked about doing things mindfully, doing one thing at a time, but this is to help us have social connections. So while I do think folding your laundry and only folding your laundry is important, if you are trying to develop social connection, let's say when you fold your laundry, maybe that would be a good time to give a friend a call. Or when you are on a commute, you can use that time to call a special person in your life. And these are just simple ways to weave some rituals into your day. And what I want to say about all this too is, this may not fit you. You apply as needed. Maybe this does not nourish you. Maybe you are an introvert and this sounds like way too much social interaction for you. I think that you have to determine whether it nourishes you or it drains you. That's truly up to you. Another idea is hobbies. When maybe you found a new hobby like hiking or running, I have my running partner that I love to see. We're hoping to train a little bit harder next year. I know, you know, when you have a hobby, doing things with other people, maybe a book club, and it kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off because it's just a natural thing that you get together. I know Bible studies have been a great way to meet amazing people. It's always nice when you have like a shared commonality. I have an amazing little, well, I have several awesome groups. One that is formed just recently is these women that I met and this class that I took. And we are just like fast friends because we're all learning how to be coaches together. We're learning how to do email marketing together. And It is, one of them described it as a pomegranate. It's like a lot of little baby steps. You know, you open the pomegranate and there's like 1,000 steps to eat the pomegranate. It's a joke that we have because a lot of the things that we do take a lot of time. And so the seventh idea is volunteering, a great way to develop purpose and meet other amazing people. And I think another beautiful thing with this is not only does it give you that purpose, but it shifts your mental focus away from inward and to outward and to service of others. And I think that can really reduce a lot of anxiety by itself. Dan Harris has a quote that I love, and he says, The view is so much better when you pull your head out of your blank. And then the eighth tip is communication. And this is just when you talk to those that you love, really asking deep questions, going beyond the chit-chat and really asking how they're really doing. And this is a way to go deeper with the relationships that you already have. And sometimes it's in the quality of the relationship and maybe not the quantity. You know, if you have just a handful of really amazing friends, I don't think you need 20 friends. But if you are that social butterfly that likes to have all kinds of friendships, then quantity might be something that you add to your list of connection building going into 2025. So those are the tips. I think that, you know, connection is so important. It's just as important as eating right and exercising. And I think it really helps us to have less anxiety and just have that joy, because it feels so good to be around others that you really connect with. And, you know, when we don't have to have the stress of, oh my God, when are we going to get together? It's just already automatically kind of built in, you know, like maybe a Bible study or a book study or whatever that is for you. It just feels really good. And I think that when we have this type of connection, you know, research is obviously saying that it actually causes you to live longer because you're happier. And isn't that what we're all looking for? Is just, you know, that happiness and that joy built into our daily lives. And what a great way to have that through the connection of other people. So I hope this helps, and I hope together we can plant some seeds of resilience and joy. And I hope y'all have an amazing day. Take care.